From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello.
This is your news for Monday, November 23rd. It's the fourth week of November, and it feels as if all eyes are on Thanksgiving. All eyes of public health experts, at least. In a rare press conference held last week, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control urged Americans not to travel this holiday.
Right now, especially, as we're seeing this sort of exponential growth in cases and the opportunity to translocate disease or infection from one part of the country to another, leads to our recommendation to avoid travel at this time.
Dr. Henry Wock, the incident manager for the CDC's COVID-19 response. The CDC released some Thanksgiving guidance last week. It includes a series of questions for people to consider to help inform their decisions around the holiday. It asks questions like, is someone you will be visiting at increased risk for getting very sick from COVID-19? Are cases high or increasing in your community? Are nearby hospitals overwhelmed?
We ask Americans to consider their risk, to consider who's in their household, their individual risk of acquiring infection, their community risk from their own community and the community in which they're traveling to, and how that may be able to take infection from one place to the other.
Utah continues to experience record-breaking hospitalizations. Over 90% of the state's ICU beds are currently occupied. Nearby regional hospital, St. Mary's in Grand Junction, Colorado, is also nearing capacity. Governor Gary Herbert said last week that he will not extend an emergency order that placed a temporary ban on social gatherings with other households. That emergency order expires today. However, speaking in a press conference last week, Herbert still recommends Utahns follow that directive.
In order to have the safest holiday gathering possible, you should, in fact, gather with only those members of your own home, in your own household. Those that come to you from out of state bring more risk. Those that come from out of town, from out of the household, create more risk.
According to the CDC, people who have not been actively living with you for 14 days are not a member of your household. The CDC has said gatherings among various households are driving the surge in cases across the country.
You know, we're talking to our state and local health departments and our governors, and we're not seeing, even in areas where they have sort of doubled down on reducing these large events, we're still seeing a spread of disease. And some of that is related to the asymptomatic nature of transmission.
Dr. Wock says asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic individuals account for 30 to 40% of COVID-19 transmission. That means people who aren't experiencing symptoms are spreading the virus. He said big spikes in cases after Labor Day and Memorial Day may be attributed to this type of transmission.
One of our concerns is that as people over the holiday season get together, and they may actually be bringing infection with them to that small gathering and not even know it.
In last week's press conference, CDC officials were asked how these conversations have played out among their own families.
It's difficult. I haven't seen my parents and since January, and so they're asking me to come home, and I keep saying, "Are you sure? I'm not sure." And so I'm staying home. I think it's a difficult conversation and sometimes a sad one that you're not going to be able to see your loved ones. But certainly there's other ways to communicate.
If people do mix with other households this Thanksgiving, the CDC and the state of Utah have each released a series of guidelines. They include wearing masks at all times, except when eating or drinking, gathering outside whenever possible, and limiting the amount of time spent together. You can find that guidance in the show notes of today's news on our website or podcast. Construction for Moab's new Utah State University building broke ground last week. UPR's Sydney Bereni tells us more about what will be considered a sustainable academic facility.
USU's new academic facility in Moab is a combustion-free building that includes solar energy and highlights the beauty of southern Utah's natural landscape, according to the university's website. Liana Etchberger is the Associate Vice President of USU Moab and says this new campus building will help locals who would be unable to go to college so far away from home.
And it's really incredible to have it in the statewide campus system that we have, to be at these places where folks they can't just pick up and go to Logan. It's so important, you know, to be here and provide these opportunities to folks who can't just pick up and go.
Not only will the building help locals and non-traditional students in southeastern Utah continue their education, but it fits the highly sustainable environment that many locals maintain in Moab.
Moab is a green community, and so this community is very interested in being sustainable and responsible, and that as I talk to folks like architects and other people, that having a net zero energy building is huge because most people don't want to put that money up front, but we had donors.
Etchberger says it is USU's first net zero energy building, meaning it generates as much energy as it consumes in a year. It will also include USU's largest solar array and ground source heating and cooling. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Sydney Barreni.
Thanks to our partners at UPR for that report. And that's the news for Monday, November 23rd.
Get your community-powered journalism Monday through Friday at noon, 7, and anytime online at kzmu.org.